Tradition 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. In personal recovery, we seek to replace self-will with the guidance of a higher power in our personal affairs. In the same way, the traditions describe a fellowship that takes its collective guidance from spiritual principles rather than individual personalities. That kind of selflessness is what the 12th tradition means by the word anonymity, and it is the spiritual foundation upon which Narcotics Anonymous is built. Tradition 12 is all the traditions rolled up in one, summarizing and reinforcing the message of the previous 11. Anonymity is essential in preserving the stability of our fellowship, making personal recovery possible. Recovery is a delicate thing. It grows best in a stable, supportive environment. Each of us and each of our groups plays a part in maintaining that stability. Our unity is so precious that, given a choice between fulfilling our own wishes and preserving our fellowship's common welfare, we put the best interests of NA first. We do this not only out of enlightened self-interest, but out of our sense of responsibility to our fellow addicts. The principle of NA unity comes before the fulfillment of our personal wishes. Anonymity is the primary principle underlying our tradition of membership. While we all have our personal differences, NA's only membership requirement is what we have in common, a desire to stop using. This simple principle draws the diverse personalities of those who suffer from our disease together in a common fellowship of recovery. The principle of anonymity lies at the core of our fellowship's understanding of group conscience. The ideas of each individual group member have their importance, but the group takes its guidance from the collective conscience of all its members. Before the group makes a decision, its members consult their higher power, seeking spiritual guidance on the matter at hand. Their individual voices humbly join in developing a collective sense of God's will for the group, and a strong common voice arises out of that mix to guide us all. We call this group conscience. The same principle applies to NA's concept of leadership. Though individual members serve as NA leaders, these leaders act only as our servants, carrying out their duties in accordance with the group conscience. The principles of selfless service and collective guidance come before the personalities of our trusted servants. Just as the principle of anonymity guides the evolution of a group's collective conscience, so it also applies to group autonomy. Each NA group is, of course, entirely free to fulfill its primary purpose as it sees fit, developing its own way of doing things and its own group personality. Our fellowship places only one restriction on this near total liberty. The group may not exercise its personality at the expense of neighboring groups or NA as a whole. The welfare of each NA group depends to an extent on the welfare of all NA groups. Our groups do not seek ascendancy over one another, rather they join and cooperate to work for the greater good of the fellowship as a whole. The principle of anonymity draws our autonomous groups together for the common welfare of them all. The principle of anonymity shapes our primary purpose. Although individual ambition and personal purpose may provide motivation for our development as human beings, our fellowship is guided by its collective purpose, to carry our message to the still suffering addict. When we enter Narcotics Anonymous, we leave our personal agenda at the door. We seek to help others rather than only ourselves. This selfless principle, not personal ambition, defines the primary purpose of our groups. Anonymity guides our fellowship's interactions in society. We are not a secret organization. We are happy to see our name becoming better known throughout the world with each passing year. However, we do not trade that name for the endorsement of organizations that might possibly help us further our primary purpose. Nor do we attempt to gain public influence by asserting the prestige of our fellowship's name. If we are fulfilling our primary purpose, society will see our usefulness. We will have no need to trade our endorsement for the support of others. The good spoken of us by our fellowship's friends will be sufficient recommendation. Anonymity is one of the guiding principles behind the way our groups practice the 7th tradition. We believe in the value of selfless generosity for its own sake. For this reason, we choose to receive support from our members anonymously. We also encourage each group as a whole to become fully self-supporting, not dependent on only one or two individual members. The principle of selfless giving without expectation of personal distinction or reward goes hand in hand with the principle of collective responsibility. Together, they assure both the spiritual solidarity and the financial stability of our groups. This same principle of selfless anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our eighth tradition. In Narcotics Anonymous, we have no professional 12 steppers. Rather, we use the simple language of empathy to freely share with one another the spiritual experience we call recovery. A spiritual experience cannot be bought or sold. It can only be given away. The more we freely share that experience, the more we strengthen the empathy that joins us together. This tradition reminds us to place the principle of anonymous, selfless giving before whatever personal desires we may have for recognition or reward. In Narcotics Anonymous, we apply the principle of anonymity in the way we structure our service organization. Our fellowship has no authoritarian hierarchy. We create boards and committees solely to serve us, not to govern. The various elements of our service structure are guided by the primary purpose and collective conscience of our fellowship and are held directly accountable for the service they do on our behalf. Those who serve on our various boards and committees are expected to do so not to seek power, property, or prestige for themselves, but to selflessly serve the fellowship that has made their recovery possible. Almost all our groups, service boards, and committees rotate different members through their service positions, rarely asking one individual to serve in a particular position of responsibility more than one or two terms in a row. The practice of rotation emphasizes our fellowship's belief in the value of anonymity in service. NA service is not primarily a personal endeavor. Rather, it is the collective responsibility of our fellowship as a whole. This doesn't mean that we do not appreciate the care, experience, and insight that individuals may offer in carrying out their service duties. However, we place the principle of anonymity in service before the personalities of our individual trusted servants. Collective responsibility, not personal authority, is the guiding force behind NA services. The principle of anonymity gives form to our fellowship's public voice. Each of our many members has personal opinions on a wide range of subjects. The public message our fellowship carries, however, is the message of our collective experience in recovery from addiction. As groups and as a fellowship, we have no opinions on anything but the NA program itself. In our interactions with society, we present only the principles of our program, not our members' personal opinions about other issues. Anonymity applies not only to our public pronouncements, but is the principle underlying the whole of our fellowship's public relations policy. In our public contacts, we base the credibility of our program on NA's effectiveness, not on the personal reputation of any individual member. We seek to attract addicts and gain public goodwill solely by virtue of what we have to offer, not by grandiose promotionalism. Exaggerated claims about NA cannot take the place of the simple, proven validity of our message as the basis of our public relations policy. 12th tradition anonymity, or namelessness, serves a number of practical functions in our fellowship, each of which has broad spiritual implications. By reminding us that what's said in this meeting stays in this meeting, our meeting formats help foster an atmosphere in which none of us need to fear public disclosure of what we share in the intimacy of our groups. They also remind us that the message, not the messenger, is what's most important about the sharing that occurs in our meetings. 12th tradition anonymity also means that in the final analysis, our personal differences make no difference. In NA, in recovery, we are all equal. It's true that we all come into Narcotics Anonymous with our own personal histories, using patterns, educational and social backgrounds, talents and shortcomings, but for the purpose of our own recovery, our occupational identity has no bearing on our ability to care for one another in NA. a college degree, a trust fund, illiteracy, poverty. These circumstances that so powerfully affect so many other areas of our lives will neither help nor hinder our chances at recovery. Likewise, they will not aid or impede our efforts to carry the message one addict to another. We are equal in NA membership. We are all, at last, anonymous parts of, rather than uniquely apart from, the NA fellowship. The anonymity spoken of in our 12th tradition means that finally, we who have suffered so long from the isolating disease of addiction belong. Truly, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Without it, the unity upon which personal recovery depends would dissolve in a chaos of conflicting personalities. With it, our groups are given a body of guiding principle, our 12 traditions, helping them join the personal strengths of their members in a fellowship that supports and nurtures the recovery of us all. We pray that Narcotics Anonymous never becomes a gray, faceless collection of addicts without personalities. We enjoy the color, the compassion, the initiative, the rough-and-tumble liveliness that arises from the diverse personalities of our members. In fact, our diversity is our strength. We find that the stronger our individual members are, the more strongly united our fellowship becomes. This is a great paradox of NA recovery. In joining together in a commitment to the greater good of Narcotics Anonymous, our own welfare is enhanced beyond measure. In surrendering self-will, humbly placing whatever individual power we may have at the service of the whole, we find an amazing power not only greater than our own, but greater than the sum of all its parts. In serving the needs of others selflessly, anonymously, we find our own needs served in turn far better than we ever could have imagined. In joining anonymously in a fellowship with other recovering addicts, placing the welfare of the group ahead of our own spiritual growth is enhanced beyond measure, not diminished. This is what Tradition 12 means when it says that anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. So long as we place spiritual principles first, our individual personalities can grow and flourish like never before, ensuring that our fellowship also continues to flourish, strong and free. Our common welfare depends upon our unity. The only hope we have of maintaining that unity amidst the tremendous diversity we find in Narcotics Anonymous is by the application of certain common principles, those found in the 12 traditions. So long as we place the practice of those common principles before the exercise of our individual personalities, all will be well.